So the final example of our country series this morning is going to focus on Madagascar. What does quality improvement look like in a country that's at the beginning of their quality journey without a national strategy and formal structures? So Eliane will share an example of work done in Madagascar at significant scale, covering two-thirds of the country and more than 800 facilities. Thank you, Eliane.
Thank you, Chantal. Good morning, everyone. It's really a pleasure for me to be here today to share the experience of Madagascar. Like many African countries, Madagascar did not achieve the MDGs for maternal and newborn health. In fact, over the past 20 years, although Madagascar made progress for reducing under 5 and infant mortality, over the same period, neonatal and maternal mortality have stagnated, as you can see as a red line on this graph. In response, in 2014, the government of Madagascar developed a roadmap for accelerating the achievement of the MDG related to maternal and newborn health. And the goal is to halve both maternal and newborn mortality by 2019. As you can see, the goals in dot line here. The USAID Maternal and Child Survival Program was given the mandate to support the Ministry of Health to achieve these ambitious targets. And in 2014, we started implementation with a detailed facility assessment to identify the challenge, to highlight priority for intervention, and the results showed significant gaps in the facility readiness to provide quality maternal and newborn health services. Some key gaps include few provider trains in BIMANC, issue of commodities, poor infection prevention and control, and poor infrastructure. So the overall goal of the program was to support implementation of key aspects of that roadmap in USAID priority region with a focus on improving quality of maternal and newborn care. This was an ambitious project, I have to say, with a large geographic scope. We had to implement in phase over 3 years. We were able to achieve coverage of the 16 region covered by USAID. And with that, we covered nearly two-thirds of the country, 800 facilities, and about 1,500 providers trained to offer service to a population of 17 million inhabitants. Coverage at scale of high-impact intervention through skilled provider was a major priority of the roadmap. However, in order to implement, to have impact and to have really quality of care, we needed to engage with the health system at different level. At national level, we needed to update the key strategic document like the norms and protocol, the guidelines, to reflect the global guidelines. At district and regional level, we engaged and built the capacity of the district teams to undertake trainings and supervision to monitor the facility performance and really truly lead the efforts with objectives that they can sustain those efforts in the future. And of course, at facility level, the providers needed the training, the supervision and equipment, and they were also supported in monitoring a standard data dashboard for tracking key quality indicators. In selected facility, MCSP supported implementation of a QI, clinical governance team, and also engaged with the community to improve the quality of care in the facilities. The results I will share in the next slide are aggregated data from the MNH facility dashboard I was mentioning. Over 3.5 years, a common set of 8 quality of care indicators were tracked monthly for about 600 facilities. One key process indicators was related to screening of preeclampsia, eclampsia. Indeed, early detection of this condition via systematic blood pressure screening is critical for reducing mortality. And this slide demonstrates increasing rate of blood pressure screening during antenatal visit from a baseline of 40% to above 90% of antenatal care visit within just a year. And we are able to sustain this at this level until the end of the program. Facility introduced changes in client flow to ensure systematic blood pressure measurement during antenatal visit. Another example of change introduced by facility is negotiating with pharmacy so that in the delivery room we have an emergency kit with oxytocin and magnesium sulfate to just in case. Another process indicator that we monitored was around postpartum family planning that MCSP introduced at scale. Providers were trained in counseling, but also in the provision of services, including implants and IUD postpartum. Recognizing the services and training providers facilitated the counseling both in antenatal care, in early labor, and also after delivery, resulting in really increased number of women taking a family planning method after delivery. Before, providers just refer the woman for family planning to another department or to another facility, with a risk that actually they come back after a few months to just deliver another baby. The dashboard not only allowed us to monitor process indicators, but also some key outcomes. As you can see from this slide, a significant reduction were achieved in both maternal mortality and fresh stillbirth at the primary facility level for nearly 100,000 deliveries. These improved outcomes were not only seen at the facility level, at the primary facility level, but also at district and regional hospital. For the approximately 60 hospital MCSP supported, similar improvements were achieved as monitored through the data dashboard. And this slide shows a reduction in maternal, in newborn mortality rate in the 5 regional hospitals where MCSP supported an introduction and the monitoring of a QI team. Those QI team or clinical governance teams developed action plans to improve quality of care. And one example of change that was really tremendous was ensuring that newborn resuscitation kit was available in the operating room. So after a C-section, the midwife did not have to carry the baby to the neonatal unit, often which was located in another building, saving lives. To conclude, I would like to say that even in a weak system without quality improvement structure, it is possible to support district manager and facility provider to measure and improve quality of care at a relative scale. In addition, we demonstrated that introduction of QI team, a clinical governance team, helps strengthen the overall management and also the organization of healthcare services so that we can promote an enabling environment for quality of care. But of course, it is essential that we have leadership and commitment of manager and health workers at across all the systems level. And in fact, despite the progress we had at the district and facility level, things have not moved very fast at the national level. And more advocacy is needed because to be able to sustain and continue improvement work, national level leadership is really essential. And the development of a national quality strategy and structure remains a high priority for Madagascar. To end my presentation, I would like to really acknowledge that this result I just shared was really represent the hard work of the trained providers, the district and regional MOH team that we supported, the MCSP team supported, and of course, funding from USAID. Thank you for your attention.